Chapter 2 Identification. An hour before Dana's panicked phone call to her daughter, Spencer Hamilton cracks open an eye, slamming it shut as pain knifes through his head. Something bristly, possibly carpet, nestles against his cheek. His exact location eludes him, although he's aware that alcohol has been involved in his evening. No other explanation for the pneumatic drill inside his skull, or the sand dune in his mouth. Why can't he remember anything? He's been drunk plenty of times before, but his head has never pounded as hard as it does now, nor has he ever blacked out through alcohol in the past. If he's taken pills or snorted something, and he hopes to God he hasn't, it's left one hell of a calling card. Think, he urges himself. Through the pain in his head, his mind reels back to earlier that evening. Jesse teasing him about going to Murray's, his uncharacteristic sharpness leading to heated words, and all because he was nervous about whether he'd score tonight. Spencer's 23, single and horny. His aim tonight was to get laid, and he wasn't fussy about his choice of partner. Before going out, he'd selected his clothes with care, picking tight black jeans teamed with a white button-down shirt. Plain and simple. Nothing to signal to his father where he was going. If Jake Hamilton knew Spencer was planning a night at Murray's, a lecture would be sure to follow. He has proved very vocal about such places. More specifically, the pills and powders for sale in the toilets, ones that have twisted his son's head into knots in the past. None more so than ketamine, freely available at Murray's if you know who to ask. Although Spencer's days of dabbling with Special K are done, thank you very much. Tonight he wanted a pickup, pure and simple. When he came downstairs, though, his father barely glanced up as he headed towards the front door. Not unusual, that. Spencer runs his tongue over his chapped lips, his face still pressed against the carpet. Murray's. That's definitely where he went earlier. He remembers part of the evening, although his recollection remains fuzzy. Walking into the stuffy space, sweat dampening his palms, pushing his way through the crowd, then ordering a beer. His doubts as the minutes ticked by, his self-consciousness growing as he lounged against the bar, keen to give the...